Now, let me also state, though, that we have another health issue that's arising that'll come up over fall with some vengeance, which we're calling fungus among us. And it's going to be a range of fungus problems that are going to affect everything from crops to human health, including, according to what we're seeing in some of the data, putting some of our facilities at risk. In other words, a fungal infection you couldn't get out of a building.
Interesting. Lex will post all this information for everybody, by the way, at the end of this program. And then I invite you to go to our coasttocoastam.com links, both to Cliff and George's websites. And I'll give them out to you next hour as well, those of you who might be just driving around.
George, if I could, there are some interesting images left to be fulfilled in the flooding. When we talked about flooding back in early January to come, and in even earlier work, there was talk about seeing airplanes interlocked in a flood. And we had those kind of images fulfilled out of Teterboro, New Jersey. There were some dramatic pictures of airplanes sitting on flooded runways. Cliff, you've got something coming up having to do with fires on roofs and so forth?
Yeah, we're seeing as part of the displacement, which may end up also being another situation of a diaspora where people are dispersed more or less permanently. We're seeing a situation of a flood that under the circumstances, it's either cold or it's of such a long duration that people find it necessary to build camp and cooking fires on their roofs because that's where they're camped out, basically.
So you don't see like a firebomb or an asteroid that may cause a fire on roofs?
Okay, we have to look at it this way. No, actually, we've gotten those questions before, and I don't know that humans would be capable of predicting that sort of thing. Now, let's assume that all of the energy
but the mass consciousness might be able to.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to get to. Let's assume that all of the energy that's going to account for the sudden turn in September 19th, early in the morning, was related to a giant castaway space alien object that was going to impact the Earth. Well, the information we're getting shows that there's some kind of building tension that's got values that's got everybody's attention, and that we're all basically kind of wondering what's going to happen next kind of a thing. And so we might get a lot of the descriptors of after the fact, but bear in mind, the thing that would hit us would be an unknown at this point. And we're getting a lot of those. We're getting a lot of unknown values, but they're very dispersed. They're not concentrated. So we don't really see it as being an individual item per se. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're talking about possibility of pandemic between January and March of 2008.
Correct.
Some kind of fungus infection in the fall.
Which will go all the way through and build through December. Bear in mind, we see these not as particularly discrete events, but as they work their way through the global consciousness.
All right. Incredible flooding. How about the economy? What do we see there?
Nothing really good. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it's really clear that the dollar is under very great strain, and that the back end of things, all the derivative mess, is a giant wall collapsing on us with the plasterers plastering it as it falls.
No collapse, though.
Yeah, collapse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, loss of the dollar. There's no question about that.
When? Timetable?
I'm sorry?
Timetable?
It's underway at the moment.
Ongoing, so it could hit us any time, really.
It is hitting us now. If you haven't been to the grocery store, then perhaps you haven't noticed that we have massive inflation going on, at least 13 to 20%.
Well, and the gas pump is high and everything else.
And, of course, the government wishes you to exclude all the things that actually matter from your calculations.
Yeah, in other words, the so-called core rate of inflation, which is X food, X energy, like you can get along without either.
All right, you kind of hinted about terrorism. Obviously, it's on everybody's minds right now.
Yes, and that's kind of a problem for us. It's kind of like religion. It's an emotionally hot subject. So when people discuss it, they rarely do so in a calm and orderly fashion from which we can determine when something different occurs. Make sense?
What if you're able to pick up, I don't know how you would break this down, but the minds and the consciousness of the terrorist?
We actually do examine things from the perspective of the entities. So when we were actively looking for terrorism stuff immediately after September 11th, that's how we were approaching it. And we were somewhat successful in picking out the details of the D.C. snipers.
Are you doing that now?
No.
You are not. Why not?
It's much too risky for us.
What do you mean by risky?
Yeah, as George alluded to, the military and the organizational mind is linear in nature. This leads to two distinct situations. One is that the people that are linear thinkers believe they can get away with things, okay? They can be clever and escape the consequences of their actions. This also allows them to think that others might also think that way. And then the other aspect of this is that the linear mind is not able to conceive of the idea of cycles as active from the point of origination of the original intent or action. And this is a long way of saying that they don't really understand what we're doing. And as George alluded to, they would assume that we were lying to them and were, in fact, tied in with things as our accuracy level went up. There's one saying we have here that Igor, George, and myself live by, and there's only one sin in future telling, and that is accuracy.